啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦！Leonie Dawson, she refuses to be categorized. Friends, I'm back with another special edition of the podcast today, where I want to be sharing with you how to sell from the heart. This is a workshop that I did. I wanted to give it to you. I hope you find it so, so useful to help you get over some of those sales blocks and into selling and receiving abundance and serving people on an even bigger and deeper level. You've got this. I hope you enjoy it. I love you. Bye. All right, hooray, hooray. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, gorgeous humans. I'm so thrilled to have you all here. Thanks for being you. I am super excited that we get to do this little workshop together. Okay, and we'll get rolling. This will be so fun. Nice. I'm joined today, as always, by the brilliant Zita, who is the Chief Goblin Officer of Leonie Dawson International, and also my Executive Assistant and Online Business Manager and all the things, and the one that makes me giggle, and really good writer of Goblin emails as well, if you guys have been getting any of my emails, because they're fantastic. That's so great. Okay. All right, let's get started. So I'm going to be sharing with you in this free workshop how to sell from the heart and really like my lessons in creating $13 million in sales. If you haven't learned from me before, you might be wondering, oh, who's this rando appearing on my screen? I am an artist, a mama to two, a writer, teacher. I have autism, ADHD, but don't worry, I had it like super well. I'm like so great at masking. I look like such a normal. And I live and work on the lands of the Gubbi Gubbi people, who are the traditional and ongoing custodians of the Sunshine Coast where I am. I have also won a stack of awards, including the Auswantrepreneurs People's Choice Business Coach Award twice, Business Making a Difference Global Brand Award. I also just won the Online Education Award, and there's a few more. I need to add some more. I've got 7 of these babies now. Nice. My goals workbooks have been used by over 500,000 people worldwide, which is so, so fun. And I've created over $13 million in just 10 hours a week. And people are always like, how the fuck? So my big lesson is to get out of your own way and sell and learn how to sell and do it well. And I can totally hear what you're saying right now. You're like, but sales feel slimy. I don't want to take people's money. I don't want to feel like a used car salesperson. I only want to do my gift. Like, I shouldn't have to market. If I'm just really good at what I do, people will talk about me and that's enough, like word of mouth. And I just want to say, like, word of mouth is not like what you should be relying on for marketing. And even like, you know, I do get a pretty good amount of people from doing word of mouth, but it's actually like I actually incentivize it and I actually encourage, and I have like a whole bunch of ways that I help people to talk about me. So it's not like a completely organic process. You still need to put work into these things. So we do need to start looking at those big blocks that we have and work out how to move around them. You might also be like, but I'm not greedy. I don't want to, like, you know, people are really struggling with the cost of living crisis at the moment. I don't want to take their money. You might be saying, but I'm just not good at marketing. I wasn't born good at marketing, so I just can't. You might also say people will get sick of me, that word of mouth should be enough, and that selling isn't spiritual. And what I want you to know is this. Selling is really about having crystal clear communication. It's about being very, very clear on how you can help people and who you help, and communicating that so clearly that people can build that know, like, and trust factor so that they feel safe enough with you to pass over the cash, knowing that that will be an equal transaction and that they're not going to be scammed and that they're going to have a really great experience. And all of that is part of the selling process. I want you to know as well, like, it's not pious to be poor. Like, it's actually, like, it doesn't make you more ethical to be poor. Like, it doesn't, does it serve you or your family or community for you to be completely exhausted and not able to take care of yourself because you're broke? You know, like, what if you had enough time and resources to be able to more than able to look after yourself, treat yourself with really good self-care, get yourself the kinds of health, like healthcare and self-care and alternative care that you need, and for your families, for your communities, and then with overflow, you can redirect that cash to some really exciting places. You know, I just shared recently that I've now been able to donate over $170,000 to charities, including, like, our last one was, like, last week when Bush Heritage Australia was trying to make their largest land purchase ever, to make an incredible land reserve in a really important, precious part of Australia. And so I was able to donate 100% of our revenue from one day to them. And it ended up being over $8,000, which is just, it's so exciting to me. The more impact that I can have by having overflow in my life in a much bigger way than I was able to when I was just living paycheck to paycheck. So I just wanted to share a little bit about, like, a tale of two healers. So I know two healers, and I know one who charges really, really well, makes it super, super easy to book in. She is able to just be completely devoted to her work because she's so well paid and taken care of by her business, and it's completely sustainable. And so I was really easily able to, like, work with her for, like, 10 plus years during some really difficult times because she could hold the space for it and she was able to be taken care of in that process. Whereas I know another healer who is just as gifted, but undercharges or doesn't charge at all, and so needs to make money in other ways as well. So often that person is burnt out. They're hard to access because they don't have any system set up to be able to access them. So even if I wanted to, I wouldn't have been able to do like the same level of healing work with them. And so for me, when I look at those, like, they're both, like, equally levels of gifted. I'm so, so grateful for the one who charged well so that I could always, like, I got so much value out of that. It was always so much tricky to be able to access the other person because they were always burnt out or they were always busy and they didn't have those systems set up to be able to book in. So I'd love for you to think about which healer you would want to be in that process. Like, is it something that be able to, like, you know, whether you're a healer or not, but for somebody to be able to always be able to access your work, the thing that you offer the world, without you being burnt out, without you being exhausted, with making it sustainable and so that you can take care of yourself beautifully. I also want you to know, like, when you market, it's not about you, it's about the ones who need you. So right now there are people suffering because they don't have the thing that you offer, that special gift that you have to offer to the world, whether that's a service or a product or a book, whatever. It's when you think so much about, like, am I good enough to be, you know, who am I? Now, to share this with the world. It's like, you're thinking about the wrong person, because you need to stop looking inwards and wondering am I good enough, and start looking out there and start seeing in your mind's eye all the people who are struggling without you and all the ones who need your work. And so I regard that it's my job to turn up every single day and share my work, both free and paid, so that I find all of the people who are struggling without me. Because there are people right now, and this is horrifying, but there are people right now who don't know that there's a Leonie in the world, and who don't know that they can come and learn from me and feel loved up and know that they can do business and life their own way. So that's on me. That's my job, is to keep on finding the people who need me. Does 100% of the global population need me? No, I don't need to be the teacher for every single one, but I do need to be I do need to put myself out there so that the people who do need me can find me. So less inward thinking about am I good enough, and more going okay, there's people out there who I could help. I also so regularly have this little visualization in my mind, and it started 2008, I think, when I was running my first e-course, the Creative Goddess e-course. And I remember the night before it started, and I was laying in bed, and my heart was just so full of gratitude that I didn't, I'd had people sign up at all. I think I got over 100 people sign up for my very first e-course. I had 100 people on my mailing list at the time. It was just stunning, and it just felt so, so very exciting. And I remember laying in bed and thinking of all these beautiful humans, that had already joined, and just felt this beautiful network of light, as our hearts were all connecting with each other's. And then as I kind of scanned over the world, I could see that there was still some people who hadn't heard yet, who hadn't joined yet. And it was seeing little lights that were off. And so I would just concentrate on having this light go from my heart out to theirs, so that they could see me like a little lighthouse, and they turn on as they went. And I remember seeing 20 of them light up and join this network of light. And it was just such a divine experience. And then when I woke up the next day, there'd been 20 more people that had joined. And it just gives me goosebumps, really. So much of marketing is it really is a combination of both the practical and having really good communication and thinking of practical ways to get yourself out there. And then there's the energetic component as well. I want you to know that the 6 inches between your ears is the place that will create your success. So whatever you need to do to keep this in tip-top condition, that's going to be really, really helpful. And anything that you can do to get over any blocks that you have about sharing your work is really, really important. So if you have done this, my program Sales Start, if you've done that, you know that the first week is all about clearing through the mindset blocks, because so much of it is that we have mindset blocks when it comes to selling. If you've got my Brilliant Biz and Life Academy, I would also recommend that you use the program Midas Touch as well, and Money Manifesting Multiple Streams of Income. All of these things can help layer together to help get your mindset in the right space. And, even me, I still need to have tune-ups to make sure that my mindset's in the right place. And so I have a kinesiologist, Kerry Rowett, who I see regularly, and she's, for all intents and purposes, she is my coach. For me, I've discovered that what works better than like having a one-to-one business coach or anything for me is instead to work with an energy healer. And I was going through a session with Kerry a couple of days ago, and she said to me, like, Leonie, my job here is to keep you from getting in your own way. Like, just keep your brain like centered on forwards instead of like spiraling down into everything that you could have done differently and the mistakes that you've made, and not having forgiveness for yourself around those mistakes. And that felt really potent, and that felt really beautiful. So whatever it is that you need to do to keep those 6 inches between your ears, like out of your own way, great, do that. And for some people, that's going to mean therapy. It's going to mean, you know, doing daily mindset work. I often have like videos of like mindset stuff just playing in the background while I'm working, because it helps keep me on the right path. Some people really love tapping. Whatever it is that works for you, and you may not have found it yet, but keep playing, keep doing that. I like what Bear Grylls says. Now, Bear Grylls actually writes really good books. He fucking does. He's got some really good books. And in one of them, he says, like, when it comes to motivation, like, you can't just read like one book about motivation and be like, tick, I am done for life. Like, it's a thing that you need to remind yourself of, and it's something that you need to, it's like a tune-up every single day. It's like, you don't go to the gym once and be like, fit now. Like, I wish it worked like that. I really do. But you've got to do the same in terms of looking after your mindset and motivation, and like having some, like a practice in place to keep you really aligned is really important. I also like to think, like, with marketing stuff, right? It's so many people, it's like you're on a stage and you're like, I've got my thing, and it's in a brown paper envelope, and you don't tell people what's in it, the benefits they get out of it, the results, who it's for, why they should trust you, anything. You're like, you just get up on a stage and you're like, brown paper envelope, $20, who wants to buy it? And then like maybe one rando buys it, right? And you're like, fail. Nobody wants my thing. Woe is me. I should give up and totally change like what I'm offering, all that kind of stuff. If instead, imagine you got up on that stage and you had a clear plastic envelope instead. And in that clear plastic envelope, people could see that there's a $100 note in there. And you get up on your stage, you're like, everyone, hi, this is so thrilling. I want to share with you, I have this offer to give you today. And in it, this clear plastic envelope, you get $100. And today, you get it for the price of just $20. That's right. And I want you to know, like, this is not a scam. I have been doing this for 15 years. I have had 10,000 clients. Here's some of their like testimonials, actually. And I've got 2 case studies of people who bought just last week. You have 2 people come up on stage and they're like, oh yeah, I was like here last week. And I was like, what? Just pay $20 and I get $100 back. Brilliant. Like, stoked. And I went out and had fantastic lunch afterwards. Thanks so much. This is great. Another person's like, I use it to buy my kids' school shoes. Like, freaking, like, was really stressing about bills. This was actually just enormously helpful to me. So I highly recommend it to everyone. You're like, thank you so much for sharing that experience. And then you're like, what's more, I just want you to know, like, this is like really well regarded. You might have seen it in like this newspaper and this newspaper and this newspaper. Here's like exactly what you get inside it. Here's like, you're going to have just such an incredible time when you do get this $100. You just think, what an incredible investment I made in myself, because immediately I've got like 8x my value. Anyway, I now have like, I've got 30 envelopes to sell just today. Who'd like to buy one? And I promise you, like everyone is going to be buying those because you've made it very, very clear what's inside it, the benefit, the result. You've provided case studies, you've provided like testimonial proof. You've given evidence of why you're an expert. You've like assured people and you've helped them like see what they could possibly do with the money as well. Of course, people are going to buy from a clear plastic envelope. And of course, you're not going to be selling like exactly $100, but there are other like massive benefits and and results that you can be selling people on. And you can also be selling on them on the ways that they're going to be saving money or making money because of your product. Another like concept, and I heard this through Fabienne Fredrickson years ago. She was like, really, like your gifts, it's like your brownies. And you've like, you're really, really good at making brownies, and it's like your world's greatest joy. And imagine if you had people come over and visit, like your friends come over and visit. And at some point, you're like, you know what? I'm gonna make some brownies because I fucking love brownies. It is my greatest work in the world to make some brownies. So you disappear off into the kitchen. But you've got some like major mindset blocks around, you know, selling your brownies or even like letting people know that you are a brownie maker. And so at some point, like your friends wander into the kitchen and they're like, what are you doing? And you're like, nothing, nothing, go away, go away. I'm like, right, okay, thanks, weirdo. And so they just go sit in the lounge room by themselves, just, well, this is awkward. You make the brownies, they smell incredible. People are coming in, like, what's that smell? And you're like, nothing, nothing, go away, not for you. Wow, burn. Okay, thanks, friend. This is awkward. Back they go. Then when the brownies come out, they cool down a little bit, you just like sit in a little corner of the kitchen and you just like eat it like a little raccoon at the trash bin. And people are like, what are you doing? You're like, nothing, nothing, not for you. I'm not going to scam you out of your money. They're like, I would like to enjoy whatever you're doing right here, but can't because you're not sharing your gifts with the world. So are you really, really, really going to just be like a little trash raccoon in your kitchen and not share your gifts with the world and deprive people of the possibility of that glorious, scrumptious gift that you have? Another really big thing to remember in sales is that people aren't thinking about you. They're thinking about themselves. They're tuned to We FM 24/7. What's in it for me? So you really need to like empathetically put yourself in the shoes of the other person and wonder like, okay, what is it that they're waking up freaking out about? What words do they use to describe the situation they're in? What could I do for them to see very, very clearly? Like, this product is for them. This is how it will help them. And this is the benefits and the results that they're going to get out of using this thing. So it's less about you and more about being empathetic and starting to write your sales pages in the other person's shoes and start looking at everything that you do in your business from an empathetic perspective of like being in that person's shoes and seeing what they need in order to be supported and helped through whatever it is that they're going through. Now, I always say to people like, harness some straight white man confidence because what I see in my work, I've worked with literally tens and tens of thousands of people now, is that it is women, it's non-binary people, it's LGBTQIA plus, Black, Indigenous, people of color, people of the disability community. Those are the people that are more likely to experience imposter syndrome and fret about whether their work should be in the world rather than a straight white man. Because a straight white man's like, of course, the world wants to hear from me. I will mansplain to the person who invented the word mansplaining. You know, let me play devil's advocate here. Like, harness that level of confidence because we need to be hearing from you. We need to be hearing from your story. We need to see your unique perspective in the world because the world historically, especially in like, you know, in developed countries, has had an overabundance of straight white man thinking. And it's kind of got us into some really tricky positions that we, you know, in terms of environmentally and in terms of war and things like that, it hasn't gone in great ways. And so we need the perspectives of other people now. And that is what will change the world for the better. So, look, I'm not saying that world peace and, you know, the sake of the planet is in your hands, but it is because we need you to step up and share the gifts that you have with the world. And we need you to start sharing your unique perspectives. And we like it would be enormously useful for you to have overflow of abundance because you're the kinds of people that will redirect it to the places that it needs to be. We know statistically that if you give a man money, he will spend it on himself. If you give a woman money, she's the one who redirects it and puts it into her children, her children's education, her community, and is statistically the person who will donate at much higher levels. So let's get abundance into the hands of everyone. And yes, we work in a flawed system of capitalism, and I am here to help you to thrive in the system of capitalism and in some way to create better changes for the world in the system of capitalism. And when it changes from capitalism, cool. I like will still be here and still be working out how I can best support people to thrive in those new systems as well. I want you to know as well that you do need to market way more than you think you do. Historically, the thing was like a person needs to see a message seven times before they actually see it. So you need to be marketing at least seven times what you think you do. And I would argue that you actually potentially need to be marketing more than that now because people see so many more marketing messages per day. And so it can be a little bit harder to get slightly harder to get traction, but on some levels it's also easier than ever. So I would just regard it like just straight up 10x is like people need to see your message 10 times before it even sinks in once. So market more than you think you need to. One email, one social media post, that is not a marketing plan. Oh, look, I made a really cute graphic. Also, I want you to know like learning copywriting skills specifically is a license to print money. If you're not sure what copywriting is, it is the specific skill of learning to write in a way that gets people to take action, that gets people to buy, that gets people to buy. That's what we're here for. Buy. And learning how to do copywriting in terms of your sales pages, your sales emails, your social media posts, even if you have a physical shop, your news like newsletters, like your signboards, everything, all of that is copywriting. And when you become improve your skills in that, you will see a huge, huge shift in your income. So I want you to know, like I was not born good with money. I was not born good at marketing whatsoever. I was the hippy dippy, airy fairy kid and young adult who just loved to look at all the pretty things, and I just want to make art and look at the sky. You know, I was not like a let's build a business, like a network marketing business in primary school where people sell rocks to other children. Children sell rocks, and then there's this whole rock entrepreneurial scheme. No, I couldn't give two shits about that. I was too busy hiding in the school library reading all the books. That's where I was at, guys. And so it was definitely something that I learned much later. It was in my mid-20s when I'd been playing around with wanting to have a creative business and realized that I didn't have the skills to create the income that I wanted. And I think a lot of people at that point are like, well, I don't have the skills to get the income that I want, so I'll just give up. But the thing about this girl is she is a determined little bitch. And a part of me was like, well, that's fine. I don't have the skills, but other people have the skills, and I'm sure I can learn whatever skills they have. That's fine. I'll just learn it. No biggie. And so I became a student of learning about sales and marketing and copywriting. And I would read books and blogs, and I would just try and apply a new thing every day to it. And just, and like, I would see what worked and see what didn't. And along the way, I started seeing huge, huge, huge results. And so it's now for me been 16 years of that decision from copywriting. And that's the thing that has made me $13 million. If I didn't learn copywriting, nothing else would matter in my business because I wouldn't be able to get people to take action. I wouldn't be able to build that know, like, trust factor with people for them to finally go yes to buying from me in large quantities. And like, I don't want you to feel like, oh, this is some forbidden skill I'll never be able to learn. No, it's totally doable. It's totally learnable. My assistant Zita is on this call, and she's been working for me for 5 years. And she readily, like before she worked for me, she'd never done copywriting or sales writing before. And I was like, that's fine, I'll just teach you. And so I gave her my programs and I got her to work through it. And she's a fucking great copywriter now, guys. Like, she's a fucking genius copywriter. It is 100% learnable and doable. And it can be done in ways that is fun and doesn't feel like, it doesn't feel like a massive departure. It can just feel like an enormous creative exercise. Zita's been doing like some, she writes some of my sales emails as her little goblin self, and the way we cackle, because it's like writing a fun little short story of a fun little goblin character. And the way, like, the creative ways that you can help people learn about your work and feel more comfortable with saying yes to, like, diving in and investing in you, enormous, enormous. Now, if you don't know how to do copywriting, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you check out my program, Sales Star. If you go to leoniedawson.com/sell, you can find it there. And you get Sales Star as part of my Brilliant Biz and Life Academy. And I should let you know as well, the Brilliant Biz and Life Academy is my ridiculous fucking idea where I take all of my courses, including Sales Star, and all of my books, all of my coaching, plus I bring out monthly new done for you email templates and copy and resources. And we also have guest experts twice a month. So please go check it out, leoniedawson.com/academy. We have 5,000 odd members in there, and we just love being able to support people to grow their business and help them with their marketing and copywriting skills and all that kind of stuff. It makes an enormous difference. So again, I should have just shared this graphic because that's really cute of me. Sales Star, I thought I was being so spontaneous in sharing about that, but obviously I'm brilliant and psychic and knew I was going to say that. Sales Star is the program, and let me share with you as well the academy, because It really is ridiculous how much you get inside the academy. So you get Sales Star, which is what I was just talking about, and that is going to help you with learning how to write sales and sales emails and sales letters and pages, your website, everything, everywhere you write is impacted by copywriting. So Sales Star is it for you. We also have 40 days to create and sell your e-course. Money, Manifesting in Multiple Streams of Income, all about how I build a multi-million dollar net worth and giving you lots and lots of resources to help you like start getting, saving more money and making more money, because that's really fucking fun. 40 days to a finished book. So if you've ever wanted to write a book, that program will guide you through step by step how to get that book done in 40 days. Totally doable. We have thousands of people who've already done it and who've already done their book, and it's super fucking cool. Marketing without social media, because I spent 2 years off social media and made $2 million during that time. Work less, earn more, which is all about how I created over $13 million while only ever working 10 hours a week and with a small, small team. So that takes you through that process and gives you the system of how to do the same thing in your own business. I have Get Organized, which is a 21-day decluttering and organizing challenge for your life and business. Midas Touch, which is my brand new program, and that one is a bit different. Like the other ones are very, very practical, and this one is straight mindset and meditations to really get your energy in the right space to how to turn everything you touch into gold, which is beautiful. Then I've got How to Hire and Manage a VA, How to Heal and Prevent Burnout, How to Deal with Trolls and Criticism in Your Business, How to Make Money and Save Money Even When Times Are Tough, How to Find the Perfect Accountant for You and Your Business, Leonie's Money, The Full Review, Monthly Group Coaching, and then you also get all of my workbooks, so all of my goals workbooks. There's a business goals workbook, a life goals workbook, a daily to-do list planner, a weekly planner. For lols, you get my erotic romance novella that I wrote during quarantine, the Calm Christmas Planner. Then you also get every single month we have business basics workshops focusing just on one small thing to get done for your business. So we have set up your website that sells, decide your pricing and set up payments, set up your mailing list, master tech for business, how to decide what business to do, create a lead magnet, create a newsletter, two-page marketing plan, sane and profitable social media marketing. Our next one is next week, plan your 2024 business success. And then each month next year, you get access to all our brand new workshops as well. How to create digital art, how to create incredible customer service, money management for your business, how to grow your business with launches, how to start and grow a membership program, how to win awards, how to grow your business with testimonials, how to grow your business with networking, graphic design for your business, how to grow your business with affiliates, how to create business systems, and doing an annual business review as well. And then you also get a whole bunch of trackers and spreadsheets and calendars, things that we use in our own business to plan out content, to plan out our financial goals. We've got a monthly business goals plan. We've got lead magnet webinar success trackers, affiliate link trackers, 52 newsletter content ideas, flash sale email templates, customer service email templates, launch success checklist, content ideas, email templates to get testimonials, new customer email templates, 100 social media content ideas. And then we also have our guest experts. So every single month we have a brilliant human come in and teach on their specialty subject. Kerry Rowett, who's my kinesiologist, Cass Della, who is Australia's leading surface pattern designer, the incredible Louise O'Reilly, who's a First Nations educator and inclusivity educator, and she's just brilliant. One of our most popular is Mastering Canva organization, because so many of us use Canva and for graphic design for our business, and then it turns into a complete fucking mess. And Brenda's workshop was so, so useful, and we used it ourselves to clean up our own thing. Tina Tower teaches as well. We've got just so many incredible humans, Lizzie Goddard. We've got Karen Parkinson teaching on four keys to a successful e-commerce business. She's one of Australia's leading e-commerce ad specialists. We have my beautiful friend, Katie Chappell, who is a very well-regarded live illustrator who has worked for people like Apple and all the big names. She's going to be teaching how to create visual notes. Bridget Essamont, my dear friend and fucking tarot genius, is going to be teaching tarot for business. Professor Melissa Ali is going to be teaching cultural appropriation. We're so lucky to get to learn from her because, one, she's 10 out of 10, an adorable human. Have met her in person, just the best. And she also teaches in universities globally around these subjects. She is a freaking genius. We just have so many amazing human teaching the thing that they're really freaking good at. So feast your eyes on these babies. And I love the Academy. Thank you so much. We have just so many beautiful, beautiful comments. The Academy is the best value. Amazingly high quality training ever. Oh, I'm so thrilled. Alex says, love that 40-day book writing course. Done it. So amazing. Hooray. Teresa says, can we send the link for this YouTube workshop to others, or do they have to sign up to get a link to it? You can just send them straight here, babes. Totally fine. Thank you so much, Teresa, my love. Shirley says, I'm so freaking excited for the Academy coaching call tomorrow morning. That is going to be so fun. So fun. Thank you for your beautiful comments, Summer. Thank you, Inner Harmony. The Academy is amazing as fuck. Padma says, what copywriting program do you recommend? Sales Star, because I wrote it and it is actually fucking genius. And it distills so much information into very, very doable, usable subjects in it. So it's totally manageable. Sometimes when you get into copywriting stuff, it's just so glacial in terms of just, it's just so, what is it? What's the best way to describe it? Sometimes when you read, like, because I've read a lot of copywriting stuff now and taken a lot of programs and things like that, some of it's just like so theoretical and it's not super practical, whereas I like to keep it just super practical. Renee says, I so much appreciate this webinar. It's reminding me to take care of myself. I usually just work all day long without a break. Doesn't work very well because I'm usually overwhelmed. Yeah, my love, that's not super useful. Why don't we try it? Just try something different, like even just a lunch break or having a little walking, a little just some fresh air. That's going to make an enormous difference. Someone says, that's how I use the Academy. I play it in the background while I work or get ready, and it's like positive and comfort brainwashing. Lols. That's exactly what I like to say. Shirley says, I was thinking this morning I can be in the space of a millionaire like Leonie. Yeah, yeah, you can. Multi-millionaire, baby. Multi. a healer that values themselves. Thank you for the reminder, Leonie. Yeah, it's really important. Can you teach a workshop on how to win so many awards? Yes, it's in the Academy. Look at me, I'm a genius. All right, look at me. I think Teresa says, it's really good to be brainwashed by Leonie. Shelley says, is the Biz Academy useful for a physical or product business, please? It is for all the things. We have people, like we have service-based businesses. We have product-based businesses. We have coaches. We have all the stuff. Can you stop yawning, Zita? Like, it's actually ruining my audio.
I stretched.
Oh, like a raspy beast.
You know, I'm really glad that I just finished posting to your Instagram.
Oh, shit. All right, I'll go have a look. For those who don't know, Zita likes to troll me on my own Instagram. So, And then she'll be like, oh, I posted something. I'm like, oh, God, what now?
Yeah, well, it's because you say and do terrible things to me, like get up at 7:30 in the morning and come to this webinar and then yell at me for yawning.
Is that how, what you think is yelling? That's really cute.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Tash says, come and join. It's bloody awesome. Susie says, what time's the coaching call tomorrow? It is on the same time as this, so it's in 24 hours time. Jill says, I've never been successful in hitting over 50,000 in sales while being self-employed. I'd love to get to the six-figure level. What of your courses do you recommend? Sales Star. That's what I recommend everybody start with in the academy is Sales Star, because it is a business foundational block that will make an enormous amount of difference to your business and to your marketing skills for the rest of your life. So please, please do check that out. Alex says, okay, that sounds like a good place to step back in, get back into the academy and mindset. Yay! Yay! Mm. And Zita should know, Zita actually has a psychology degree, and that's why she's able to work so well with me. Because I'm a little case study.
Yeah, I have a Bachelor of Psychology. Wow, what a useful degree.
It actually is so important. I think it's what makes us Z's. It really is.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right, somebody says, good question, Jill Bishop. I can't see the question. Oh, no. Where is the question that I've ever seen? If I've missed any questions, please comment again and I will try and find them. I will have to finish up and go. Tash says, start fresh and start strong. Love it. Yes. And then Tash says, you're her longitudinal start subject, Leonie. This is all part of her plan. Yes.
Yeah. It turns out this entire time I've actually been doing my PhD and you're my thesis subject.
You know why? I am honored and thrilled and I always knew this day would happen.
The idea of me being able to focus enough to write a PhD thesis and also to care enough to write any kind of PhD thesis, not about you, just in general. I care about you. I'm so sorry. I am so tired.
You tried so hard. You're like, I care about you. And then there's this moment of intake and
it physically pains me.
I feel that.
It doesn't actually. You're one of my favorite people. So yeah. And I didn't even gag after that one. You're so welcome.
And it's actually recorded now. Like, I've got to record it and edit that. Oh my god, I'm gonna use that forever. Next time it's your birthday, I'll just send that clip back for you.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Jill says, what course do you recommend for those of us who are solopreneurs with no staff, with the proverbial chief cook and bottle washers all at once? There's a lot of the courses that are going to completely apply to you. There's only a few in there that have stuff about team, and it's in the early stages of team at this point. So Sales Star, that's really, really important because you need to get your sales and marketing skills a lot better. Really, really important. I also do find that people get a lot out of marketing without social media, even if they keep using social media, because it gets you to remember that there are other marketing methods that are not social media, and some of them work a lot more effectively than just social media marketing. So often I get people, I'll be like, oh, what do you do? You know, how's business? And like, slow, what are you doing? Gonna post more on social media. That's what I'll do. And I was like, how's social media already going for you? Well, it's really quiet. So you're just gonna keep doing more of the same thing that's getting you the same results? Like, there are literally thousands of ways for you to market your business, and often there are cheaper and faster and more effective ways. So I don't know why we've all started like completely forgotten that there are other marketing options out there. So marketing without social media could actually be really useful on that front, even if you don't leave social media. Okay, I am going to end there. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to go see what my family is up to. If you have any questions about the academy, please email us support@leoniedawson.com, and we will do our very best to email you back as soon as we can. So leoniedawson.com/academy. Have a great day. I love you all.
Bye. Bye.